Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Chav Gimel, the mitzvah Arifas Peter Chamar. So this mitzvah goes along with the mitzvah that we had yesterday, Pidyon Peter Chamar. It's the foil, the opposite. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, La'arof Peter Chamar Lo Ratzel Liftoso. If one has a firstborn donkey, and one does not want to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamar, as we spoke about yesterday, changing the status to a seh, so one has to break its neck. La'arof Peter Chamar. Shenemar v'mlosif deva araf. As the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bo. That's the way it was done in Yono. What does it mean? Shehoreg vlada chamor im lo ratzalef doso. What do you do? You have to kill it. You have to kill the chamor if you don't want to be podid. Unusual mitzvah. The gazer Hashem yizbarach shelo yenebo. And halach is, it is asur bahana'a. The donkey is asur bahana'a. Not allowed to get benefit from it. Kivan shelo pado. Because you didn't redeem it. The only way this donkey is going to be mutter bahana'a is if I do the pidyon. As we'll see, somebody asked me after shir yesterday, even for the Kohen himself, is asur off limits until the pidyon is done. Even after it's killed, one is not allowed to get benefit from it. What's the shorash of the mitzvah? What was mentioned by the pedia? We mentioned various ideas yesterday related to the pidyon. We mentioned from the meshachachma and the aznayim latorah. Just to mention a couple of other ideas, though, now, specifically about the arifa. Why breaking its neck? So Rashi, got to start off with Rashi. Rashi, at the end of Parshas Bo, says, Va'arafto, orfo bekofitz me'acho ra vargo. You have to break its neck from the back and kill it. Hu hifsid mamono shel kohen, lefichach yafsid mamono. He was mafsid, the money of the kohen. He didn't give it to the kohen. So therefore, we punish him. Hu yafsid, right? He loses his own money. Lefichach yafsid mamono. Number one. Number two, there's a nitziv. Two ideas. One from the Nitziv, Rashi, after Rashi, and then we have the Nitziv, and then we have one more from Rav Hirsch. Says the Nitziv on this pasuk, V'mosif davar afto, laharos lanu, shemach b'char shema'abed es kocho, ve'eno rotze gamlios mehena lanche maila. What is this teaching me? If there is something that has potential for greatness, that has potential to be used for something sanctified, and it is not, azai eno kedai ba'olamo. It's better that they're not even in the world. The Zekhal Gadol says in its abiding thought, Shemi Sharoi Lios Bamala, Vahu Misrapa Mizah. If somebody has potential to be on a certain level, and he's weak and he doesn't fulfill his potential, Garuahu, Mimi Sheina Roy Lakach. It's even worse than somebody who's not fitting. Thari Yuchever Leish Mashchis. Says the Nitziv, this donkey could be used for something special, could be used for a great mitzvah, could be used for remembering the Chamorim of Mitzrayim, going into Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, as we discussed. And he's not being used. It's not being used for this. So va'arafto is better that it's not there. The message being that if somebody doesn't use their potential, Rachmana Litzlan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, it's even worse that somebody doesn't have the potential. The same thought is mentioned on a Rambam, very well-known Rambam. I read it to you, the Minchas Chein. Rabbi Albaum from Queens, he writes this in his commentary on the Rambam in Hilchas Shuvah, where the Rambam says in the fifth parak, Al Yavar b'machshav asra davar zeh, don't think in your mind, she'omrim tipshe umos ha'olam v'rov v'gol mebnei Yisrael, what many people say, Shakadosh Baruch Hu gozer ala adam mitchilas bir yasur liyosadigo rasha, then Hashem is gozer on a person at the beginning of his life, this is what you're going to be, you're going to be righteous, you're going to be tzaddik, you're going to be a rasha, no, ein adavar kein, even if we feel that we have a certain personality type, and we have a certain situation in our life, no, there's never a gzera. Ela kol adam va'adam roi lio tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu or Rasha ki Yeravam. Anyone can be a tzadik like Moshe or a Rasha like Yeravam. Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, Yeravam, the other extreme. According to some opinions in Sanhedrin, the other Sanhedrin, Ein lo chelak olam haba. Yeravam was the type of person. He was offered a walk in Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to walk with me and Ben Yishai? Yeravam says, who's going first? Ben Yishai is going first, I'm not coming. That's the level that Yeravam reached. And Moshe Rabbeinu on the other extreme. But we have the potential to be like Moshe or like Yeravam. Ask the Minchas Chein, quoting Rav Elchanan. How is this possible? We know that it's one of the animamis. Nobody can ever be like Moshe. So says Rav Elchanan, V'yavsha ha-Torah he'id v'lokom ke-Moshe, hainu le'inyin nevua, v'lo b'tzid kaso. Regarding his nevuah, there's nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu. But regarding his tzidkus, then maybe others could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Minchas Chein, that's also problematic. Nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, even regarding tzidkus. So how are we supposed to understand this Rambam, that we could be like Moshe, or like Yeravam? So what does it mean, explains the Minchas Chein, that it has to do with potential. if we fulfill each of our potentials and all the kochos and all the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, so then we're like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'adavar hazeh mukhrach me'elav, d'kol ma sheyesh lo la'adam niksav lo b'midah b'mishkal, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. L'tachlis ha'nirtza is for a purpose. V'lo nitan lo shum davar levatala. We don't have any talent in our lives that was given us for nothing. V'imkein al karcha chovaso lishtamesh b'chol ma shenitan lo l'avodas Hashem yisparach. Therefore, we must use everything Hashem gives us to serve Him. V'zuhi madrega social of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because what does it call Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem. If you look at the Radak at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, Eved Hashem means somebody who uses all his tzidkus, all of his talents for tzidkus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what an Eved Hashem is. And it's fascinating that in the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Eved Hashem. In the last parak of Sefer Yehoshua, parak of Dalid, Yehoshua is called Eved Hashem. So he also reached that talent at the end of his life. But that is all the different levels of what we can reach, and that is potential, and that's what the Netziv says is the secret of this mitzvah. It's all about using our potential, and if we don't use our potential, it's better if the donkey is not even alive. Rav Hirsch has a different idea. Very also insightful idea on this mitzvah. What do we, you look at the mitzvah, you're breaking the neck of the donkey, people look at this and say, oh, what is this, what's the meaning of this? So ultimately it's exeris hakasev, but the Rav Hirsch says, why would a person not be po to the donkey? Person wants, thinks that they could use it for themselves. A person thinks, no, I'm going to keep my donkey, says Rav Hirsch in the translation. But the private individual who imagines that he will increase his private property by withholding his possessions from the holy objects of the community will find that he has fallen into a grave error. Imlo sifte va'arafto is inscribed over every Jewish fortune. He who selfishly intends to keep it for himself is himself sentencing it to destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us exactly what we are supposed to have, and anything above that, if we try to take it, it's doomed. We're not supposed to have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we need, and anything beyond what we need, we don't have. That's the attitude that we have to have. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks when we talk about Lo Sachmod. It was only under conditions that Israel received again the right to possessions. Keeping any possessions at all is, for Israel, dependent on keeping the condition that they are to be used solely in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? This works in both directions. We try to keep anything that's not ours, so we're going to lose somewhere else. We're going to lose somewhere else. Just like the Gemara says in Beitza, on the flip side, that anything that we that we use for mitzvos, anything that we use for Shabbos and Yontif, and maybe see even Sudas Rosh Chodesh, according to one Girsa, so that is something that comes off the top, and we don't lose that. So, we have on the mitzvah, what's the Tama mitzvah for Arifas Petar Chamar? Rashi says it's a punishment because we didn't give what we were supposed to give to the Kohen. Number two, the Netziv, it's all about potential and lost potential, while Rav Hirsch says it's all about don't try to keep what's not yours because you will eventually lose it. Whatever is not ours, Va'arafto, is going to be broken from us anyway. Okay? That is related to the Shoresh HaMitzvah. Midini HaMitzvah says the Sefer HaChinuch, Masha Amru, it says in Bechoros, the mitzvahs pedia kodemis la'arifa, as we'll talk about soon again, even though there are two mitzvahs here, Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, mitzvah of redeeming the pedah chamor with the sheep and breaking its neck, if you have a choice, you're supposed to do pedia. That's what we're supposed to do. There are three mitzvahs that we have that there is a choice in the matter. I wanted to mention this at the end of yesterday. I didn't get a chance. Three mitzvahs that there is A, kodem labi. Here's one of them. Pedia kodemis la'arifa. Where else do we have this? Yibam and chalitza. The Gemara says, mitzvahs yibam kodem l'mitzvahs chalitza. Yibam is before chalitza. Bizman hazeh, we don't do yibam. Because, already bizman ha'gemara, they didn't have the right kavanas. So Chazal did away l'maisa with yibam, and we do chalitza on bizman hazeh, if it comes up, in the tragic case that it comes up, that somebody dies without children, and his brother has to do chalitza. But that is number two, yibam and chalitza. And the third one is yiud. Yiud and shichur. If somebody has a shifcha and wants to be miyaid her, beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, yiud is what should be done. If one doesn't want to be miyaid her and marry her to him, to her son, then he must set her free. He doesn't want to do one of these things. He has to set better free, as the Psukim say at the beginning of Mishpatim. Okay, we'll have to talk about each one of those as they come up. So, Pidya comes before Arifa. Visha Asur Bahanoim Meis Kadam Pidyon V'yikaver. And if it dies before you do anything, it has to be buried. V'chi Mitzvah Lahargo B'kofitz V'lo B'davar Acher. You have to kill it not with a regular knife, with a kofitz, with like an axe. So all of those are explained in Bechoros V'noheges B'chol Kamo HaPidya. And it applies to men, to women, just like the redemption. If you look at Midchas Chinuch Os Aleph, Minchas Chinuch there discusses an important issue. Two different issues in Os Aleph. Number one is the fact that the Chinuch, following the Rambam, counts Arifa and Pidyon as two separate mitzvos. He says it here. The Rambam says it in Sefer HaMitzvos, as we'll see in a minute, but he describes it at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis Nuchas Bikurim. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zaseh Liftos Kaladim Yisrael Petr Chamor Beseh. So Mitzvah Zaseh for everybody to redeem their firstborn donkey with a sheep. V'imro lo ratza liftoso, Mitzvah Zaseh la'arpo. And if you don't want to redeem it, it's a Mitzvah Zaseh to break its neck. Shneamar upetach amar tifteva sev, imlo sifteva arafto. Fine. The Rambam adds, v'shtei mitzvahs elu, no heges b'chol makam v'chol zman. These two mitzvos are noy b'chol makam v'chol zman, o mitzvahs pedia, kodemes lo mitzvahs arifa. Says the Ravid on the Rambam, Amar Avram, Bechaye Roshi, Ein Zeh Min HaPilpul, V'lo Min HaDasa Miyusheves. Calming it down a little bit, this is totally wrong, says the Ravid. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Sheyach Shozeb and Mitzvah Zaseh, breaking the neck of the animals and Mitzvah Zaseh, says the Ravid. Listen to his Lashon. The Afapisha Amru Mitzvahs Pediyah Kodemes LeMitzvahs Arifa. And even though the Gemara uses the Lashon, Mitzvahs pedia before mitzvahs arifa, lo shetecheshev mitzvah. Don't think it's because each one of them is a mitzvah. Aval hi avera umazik nikra, says the Ravid. It's an avera, and he's mazik. Umafsid mamono shel kohen. Umipnei sheomar mitzvahs pedia, omar mitzvahs arifa. It's called mitzvahs arifa in the Gemara, but says the Ravid, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't think this is a mitzvah, it's an avera, says the Ravid. Unbelievable. It's mazik. You're being mafsid the mamono shel kohen, and therefore, like the Rashi says, he was mafsidist, therefore he's being punished. That's the Ravid. Says the Radvaz, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mari Kirkus, all on the Ravid. They all have their own unique way of defending the Rambam. Again, the Rambam says it's two mitzvahs. Says the Radvaz. We'll start with the Radvaz. The Chi Tema says, first of all, does the Ravid argue on Chalitza? The Gemara says, Mitzvah Yibum before Mitzvah Chalitza. We don't find the Ravid argues on that. Is that an Avera? Why is this more an Avera than doing something secondary? The Torah says, do A, and if not, do B. Just like Yibum and Chalitza, just like Yir and Shechur. The Ravid doesn't say those are Averas. Lamalo Hisig Olav Echos Yibum and Chalitza. V'chen Gamba Ami Evriya. Also Ami Evriya, there's two mitzvahs, Yid or not. V'lamalo Hisig. V'kima Dahana Chavi Shtei Mitzvahs. V'lo Amrina Behu Agav Ariva V'diyah Nami Shtei Mitzvahs. He says, I don't understand. He says, first of all, the Ravid doesn't argue there. Number two, says the Radvaz, V'tamahati, listen to this line. Amashakasav avalhi avera umazik. V'chimashi hi tiraso Torah, hechi kari le avera. The Torah says this is what you should do. How can you call that an avera? The Torah says it. Ela mitzvos av yisbarach gezeresein. The Torah says, do certain things. You don't understand it, so you don't understand it. Loshna imhu mazik o masakein. Doesn't matter, what are you talking about? And finally, says the Radvaz, Ota Mahasi al-Arav, Shehu Baki Bechadre Sodos Taraseinu HaKadosha. The Ravid is a Baki in the Nigla and the Nistar. Eich Kari Larifas Petach Hamar Mazik. V'hala Misakin Hu, L'mishe Yodea Soda Mitzvah. If you're doing something the Torah says, on the outside it might look like you're being mazik, but deep down we know you're being misakein. Lefiha chani ober shedivrei rabenu min hadas hamiyusheves. The Rambam is min hadas hamiyusheves. Right, it's a play on words from the Ravid. V'lo min hadas hamiyusheves. The Ravid says it is min hadas hamiyusheves. Vein sarach lazeh pilpul to mishnah shlema hi. It's mishnah shlema. The Kesef Mishnah also defends. He just says, look at the language. Mitzvahs pedia kodem. Lemitzvah Arifa. And finally, says the Mari Kirkus, right here in the Franco, Hare Chalitza Gamia, Kasav Meganeo. The Torah also is Megane, somebody who's Cholates, right? We all stand up and say, Beis Chalutz Anal, Achzori is Gedola Techashiv Lo Shalo Yibem. And yet, it's a mitzvah. Nobody's going to say it's not a mitzvah. Dim Lo Yibem, Mitzvah Se Lachlos, Velo Yaniachos, Velo Chalitza, Velo Yibem. And also Yehida. So therefore, says the Ma'arei Kirkus, I don't know what the Ravid is getting at. Chitzorach Lomer de Mitzvah Kod, and also he says one more. It says Mitzvahs Pediyah Kodem LeMitzvahs Arifa. If Arifa is an Avera, you have to say you do the Mitzvah before the Avera. Of course not. that lashon is a raya to the Rambam. It must both be mitzvos. And therefore, but one is, the Gemara has to tell us that one is done before the other. He says, this is similar to gerushin. Even though it's not the greatest thing, the Gemara says in the last daf in Gittin, but still, it's still called a mitzvah. So they all defend the Rambam, but it's an important machlokas to be aware of, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether it's a two mitzvahs, or the Ravid says it is an avera. Number one. Number two, the Rambam himself deals with, not the Avera issue, but the Rambam himself deals with the issue of the fact that it's two mitzvos. The Rambam has a kasha on himself, right here, in Asei Pei Beis, where he counts two separate mitzvos. Pei Aleph is Pidyon Petach Hamor, and Pei Beis is breaking its neck, says the Rambam. V'yesh l'maksha sheyiksha alai. Some people can ask on me and say, I learned the Shirashim, I learned the 14 rules and regulations that the Rambam has at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and now I know the Rambam says that you never count parts of a mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. The dal and minim are all one mitzvah. All the different parts of chalitza. You have spitting. You have the reading of the parsha. You have taking off the shoe. It's all one mitzvah, says the Rambam. So the Rambam says, so how could I count two separate mitzvahs? One of pidyon, one of arifa. I know what I wrote in Shoresh Shavi'i. That's his kasha on himself. So says the Rambam, Hinei yodeya hakel, ki ahekish haye mechayev zeh. I know, logic would have dictated. I wasn't going to count this. But you know what? I'm mishubid to the sources, to Chazal. If I look in the Gemara, I see the language tells me it's two mitzvahs. Misvara, says the Rambam, I was going to count it as one mitzvah. But Chazal's lashon overpowered. V'hu amram, what lashon? Mitzvahs pediyah kodemas l'mitzvahs arifa. Mitzvahs yivam kodemas l'mitzvahs chalitza. That's what he says. He uses the lashon of mitzvah. Ukemosha yevama muchenes in liyibam ola chalitza vayibam mitzvah lachalitza mitzvah kolachas mifne bismeyatzva koshin iskar kein petach amor muchan ola pedia ola arifa vizu mitzvah kimo sheamarnu. The language of the Gemara is mitzvah by each of them, and therefore, what could I do? Just like yibam and chalitza are mitzvos, so too pidyon and arifa are two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvahs hamelech here. Very semantic, and Sefer HaMitzvahs deals with his issue as well, and he says the Rambam's issue is purely a linguistic issue, just based on language. The Gemara calls it two. What do you mean? Look at the example that the Rambam gives, Dalad Minim. The Gemara in Sukkah says, why do you hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand? Because halalu shalosh mitzvos v'halalu mitzvah achas. And there you know for sure it's one big mitzvah. So it can't just be a linguistic issue, because even by the Dalad Minim, he uses the lashon of four mitzvos. There's got to be something deeper. So explains the Mitzvah HaMelech based on other rayas, which we're not going to go into now. He says there are two elements going on by Petach Hamor. Number one, Vahanire Muchach, the Din Pidyon Petach Hamor, there are two elements. The second element is being poded the Hamor to give it to the Kohen. But then there's the first element, and that is just the status change per se of this donkey. The Torah is Mechayiv that this Chefza Shel Hamor, you're poded it. What's the biggest raya? Even if you give it to the Kohen. Somebody asked me at the shul yesterday, what if the Kohen wants the donkey? He doesn't want to change the sheep. So if you give it to the donkey, you know what the Gemara says? It's also usur. The Kohen has to be poed to it. So what does that show you? That there's a nitan in this chefza of chamor, this animal is screaming out halachically to be redeemed, even separate from giving it to the Kohen. If that's true, that's why it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. Because, not just screaming out to be nifta, screaming out for something to be done to it. Pidyon or arifa. The second element is only done if you're poted. You could give the set to the Kohen. But if you're orefit, so it reaches its destiny, one or the other. O pidyon, o arifa. Kavanas haramam nira, dekiva de mitzvahs pidyon yishba gam ha-nesina l'kohen. U-mekayim bahadin matnas kuhuna. U-ba-arifa leka rak chovas petach hamor. That's why it's two mitzvahs. But that's why pidyon comes before arifa, because pidyon has both elements. The status of the chamor has changed. That's mitzvah A. And mitzvah B is giving it to the Kohen. So because you have those two elements, that's how he says the Rambam can think that it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay? That's in terms of some of the lumbus. Continuing, just one or two other points. There's a fascinating inyan. The end of Os Aleph here, the Minchas Chena talks about, what about a bracha? We mentioned yesterday, you say a bracha on Pidyon Petach Hamor. Do you make a bracha on Arifa? So the halach is no, you don't make a bracha on a rifa. Why? So some say the maybe it's connected to that ravid, even though we don't say it's an aveir, but it's still second best. Just like there's no bracha on chalitza, so too there's no bracha here. There's no bracha on Arifa, but then he says, he just alludes Derech Aga, but a halacha that I don't think many are familiar with. I wasn't familiar with it. This afternoon I went around the base medrash a little bit. And he says, he quotes a Bala Iter, he says, you only make a bracha on Yibum, not on Chalitza. Just like here, you only make a bracha on Pidyon and not on Arifa. There's a bracha on Yibum? Where's the bracha on Yibum? So it's a mefurish tour, and it's a mefurish Ramah. Unbelievable. The end of Eben Ezer, Kuf Samach Vav. The tour quotes, Bala Itur, Kaz of Rabba Machaber Lanias Daiti, Hakones Yavimto, if you do Yibum, Mitzvah Rabbahi, Umevarech Asher Kedeshanu B'mesotav Etzivanu, Al Be'ilas Yavama, Kechala Mitzvahs. That's what he says. The Ikalamand Amar, and some say you should make the bracha at the Maimar, which is the Kiddushin of Yibum. Dal Kenisas Yavama, Kishakidish Yavimto, Tzorach Levarech, and says the tour of Alessa. I don't think so. Why? Birchas Erisin? You already did that when he first got married to his own wife. Or the dead brother did it. Birch Birchas Erisin. He already did that. This has to do with Lundis, not for now. How much is the Yibum a continuation of the brother's marriage, a new marriage? But this is a very important point for that. For that sugi of Alessa, you don't make a new bracha by the Erisin. V'imishav the most of mitzvahs Yibum, ha'lessa la'mitzvah la'babiyya. So therefore, says the tour quotes the itur, you make the bracha. And if we think it's just an itur, it's quoted in the Ramah, not Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says at the end of Kuf Samach Vav, Yesh Omrim, Haba al Yavimto, Tsarech Levarech, Asher Kedeshanu, B'Mitzotav Etzivanu, Al Bias Yavama. We're not familiar with this, because nobody does Yivam nowadays. We only do Chalitza. But that's the Halacha Maker Adin. Says the Beis Shmuel there discusses when do you make the bracha. Sounds like from the Iter he says you make the bracha after the Bia. Umash batam, because you're worried that Shematachzer he vitzimayim bovar bracha levatala. But then he says maybe you should make the bracha after you get married too. Birchas Erisin. So he says we're not worried there. Sincere so to here we shouldn't be worried to make the bracha before Yibam. I guess in a state of tznius obviously. But that's the bracha. Only Yibam gets the bracha and not Chalitza. So to here only Pidyon gets the bracha and not Arifa. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says at the end of Os Aleph. Okay, just at the end, he just discusses in Os Vav that even though this kfiya by mitzvos, we probably would not be kofed by this mitzvah because you have a choice to do one or the other. If you say you're not going to do one, so then we just try to encourage you to do the other. It's not like you're refusing to do a mitzvah. So that's in Os Vav. And in the continuation of Os Vav, he says, also, if somebody swears he's not going to do one, then he has the other to do. It's not considered nishba levatel as a mitzvah. If he swears he's not going to do either, then maybe it's not chal, because that's nishba levatel as a mitzvah, but that is some of the details related to the mitzvah of Arifas Petr Chamor. We stop here. That was the end of Parshas Bo. All 19 mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, I think it was 19, 20. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we get into the one mitzvah in Parshas B'Shalach about not going chutz l'tchum on Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, then we get into all the mitzvahs in Parshas Yisro.